Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, Dr. Prather, let's give our usual update on the COVID-19. Okay. What is going on in Indiana regarding that?
Well, Indiana is doing very well. One of the things is that we're very good on our supplies for vaccinations. Good. So, matter of fact, Indiana is ranked as the third best in the country on getting the vaccinations out. So, congratulations to Indiana as they're doing their distribution, and they've actually got plenty of vaccinations for everyone. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, it's going so well that they're going to be opening it up to everyone, 16 and older, so that it's going to be available to anybody who wants to get it who's 16 and older, which is all that they're approving it for. Mm-hmm. Though they are starting to do some clinical studies for people from 11 to 15. And as soon as they have that set, then they can start vaccinating the children too.
Okay. But right now it's 16.
16 is the youngest that you can get a vaccination at this point. And it's going well. So on April 6th, Governor Holcomb is actually getting rid of the mask mandate, statewide mask mandate.
April 6th.
And he's also opening up restaurants, bars, and nightclubs. You know, they're not putting a restriction on that. They still recommend a voluntary 6 feet distance along those lines. Hospitals are allowed to go back to their normal procedures because there was actually a restriction on procedures that could be optional. Mm-hmm. So that's actually opened up. They still have the mask mandate for state buildings and then also K through 12 in the schools. And they've also said that 90% of all public schools are now open, and then the other 10% still have some in-person training, but it's teaching, but it's more of a schedule where they actually haven't broken up.
Okay.
So things are actually looking good in Indiana, that they're actually getting that taken care of, though he is allowing local municipalities mm-hmm. to determine their if they want to keep the mask mandate. And right now, Hogsett is saying that he's keeping the mask mandate and also putting the restrictions on the restaurants. So
for the city of Indianapolis.
For the city of Indianapolis. But the state of Indiana has actually released most of the restrictions that have been there. Just because Indiana's showing up a pretty low type of spread right now. Mm-hmm. The hospitalizations are way down, the death rate, and everything has actually been decreasing. So those are sort of the things that are happening in Indiana. So it looks real good here.
So what does that mean for Marion County?
Well, Marion County is all under Hogsett, so they still have the restrictions at this point.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know, Marion County. the rest of Indiana, and it can depend. I mean, you know, different cities might be saying yes or no. But on a statewide basis, most of the restrictions have been lifted.
Okay, and that's April 6th.
April 6th.
So what's going on with the COVID-19 in the rest of the world?
Well, as we're looking, first off, you know, in the United States, there has been an uptick in California, Florida, and Michigan. And basically, it's the new variant that is actually kind of kicking in along those lines. So there are concerns that it might be starting up. Also up in the Northeast, there's been an increase of everything going on with the COVID-19. And that's definitely coming from the new variant that's come into the United States. And it's still up in the air whether that's going to start to spread through the United States. But of course, one of the things that they found is the UK variant is susceptible to the vaccination. And the United States is quickly becoming, quite well vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that this is something that will be, under control pretty quickly. Now, over in Europe, the new variant, the UK variant that's out there, has really spread through Europe quite quickly. And they're not quite as fortunate. France, they have actually put in a limited lockdown. Italy has also put in some lockdowns. Now, they've also made it mandatory for the all health workers at this point in Italy. And then over in Peru, Peru has a very high rate. And they have a total lockdown where everything, people are actually, can't actually be even driving on the road.
In Peru.
In Peru.
And the UK variant.
Well,
what we're talking about.
Yeah, over in Peru, it's actually the Brazilian.
Okay.
Is actually the South America, right.
Yeah.
So, and that one, the Brazilian and the South African are ones that, you know, we still have questions about on how that's actually working. In the United States, we have 55 million Americans who've already had both dosages of the vaccination. And we've had 97 million who've had at least one dose. So, and the United States is expected to be fully vaccinated and probably quicker than anybody else. So that's something that things have rolled out quite well in the United States. So that's something that's excellent that's going on at this point.
Now, there was some news about Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
What happened in Johnson & Johnson, they had another company that was putting out, that was actually making the vaccination for Johnson & Johnson, and also for AstraZeneca, which is not approved in the United States yet, but it is going through a trial. And they had a worker who actually mixed the two, which they don't mix. But it was caught. None of those actually left the factory.
Okay.
So all the Johnson & Johnson shots at this point are still very safe and really not an issue. So, you know, not to worry about that. And Johnson & Johnson still feels that they're going to be able to make the quotas that they promised the United States government. They're just getting everything reset and going after it again.
And does that worker still have their job?
You know, they are doing a federal investigation on how that actually occurred.
Okay.
And, you know, what responsibility the company has. You know, it was actually a third party, you know, who was actually making it for them. And Johnson & Johnson was the one who actually tested it and found that the that had been actually mixed together. So safety and quality, you know, they're actually following through on that. But you don't have to worry about actually getting a vaccination on that.
Okay, they didn't go out.
They didn't go out.
What impact has COVID-19 had on death rate, you know, and is it accurate?
Well, that's one of the things, is they're actually putting the death rate at the number three. There has been a definite increase in of the death rate from 2019 to 2020. A 15.9% increase in the death rate in America.
Are you talking about 2020 and 2021?
Well, I mean, basically COVID-19 has increased the death rate by 15.9%.
Okay.
And there was actually a decrease in the life expectancy of people across the board. Much higher in minorities than in whites, but it was still about an 11-month decrease in life expectancy that came as a result of the COVID-19. So at this point, now, one of the things is that there has been a group of scientists who questioned whether the whether that's actually accurate numbers or not, whether it should be ranked as the number three. Because they said that they changed the way that they were counting deaths in for the COVID-19, and it's the only time that they've actually done that. So one of the things that they were saying is that everything was counted for COVID-19 if you died with COVID-19, not necessarily that you that the cause of death was COVID-19. So that's been a controversial type of thing because it's the only disease that they have that exception on how you count it.
Interesting. Yeah.
So, you know, obviously the COVID-19 is a serious problem, mm-hmm. and that it caused a lot of deaths. I mean, no one doubts that. And the numbers are still in question, and whether that's actually an accurate type of way of actually evaluating it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather, for the update on COVID-19. Last week when we were doing our show, we realized we had never done a show on tinnitus.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about tinnitus when we get back.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology. Well, Dr. Prather, what conditions does the rapid release technology work on?
Carpal tunnel, shoulder issues, mm-hmm. where you have restrictions, even like shoulder rotator cuff tears.
Yeah, we use a lot on that. Yeah.
Problems with the pains in the elbow, either golfer's elbow, tennis elbow, all help out tremendously.
Neck pain, low back pain.
Headaches, extremely mm-hmm. excellent for headaches.
Yes.
Sciatica, piriformis syndromes, scoliosis even.
Yeah, and we've used it on TMJ even.
TMJ, yes.
We have that big masseter muscle that we need to release. Knee conditions, plantar fasciitis.
Dupuytren's contraction.
Yeah, rapid release has 5 heads on it, so you can use specifically the smaller heads would be for someone, you know,
for smaller areas, for the hand type of problems along those lines. Any type of scar tissue, post-surgical, trying to get that back to where it needs to be. Basically, almost every type of musculoskeletal condition out there. It's very versatile, amazingly effective, and one of the greatest things is safety. In other words, with the rapid release, you're not going to make something worse.
Right, and it's not painful. We've had quite a few patients buy them for themselves.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We've had several people who came into our office and said that was the only thing that really helped them. You know, of everything that they had tried before, the dramatic changes along those lines.
Yeah, and someone will say, well, I have this thumper, big massager at home. It's not the same thing.
Right.
Not the same technology.
No, it's not even trying to accomplish the same thing.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through rapid-release high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid-release therapy by scheduling an appointment at the Prather Practice. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER for a $100 discount available to the Voice of Health Radio listeners.
Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
So, Dr. Prather, why do a show on tinnitus?
Well, you know, I always like to judge that according to the patients that are coming in, and we're getting a lot of patients right now with tinnitus.
Mm. You know what we need to, define tinnitus.
Yes. So tinnitus is the most common one is where you get the ringing in the ear. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's been to a concert and left and they could still hear a ringing after they left.
Right.
Just because of the damage to the ear. But one of the problems that is that if you have that on a constant basis, mm-hmm. then that becomes a very big problem for people, mm-hmm. and cause a lot of discomfort, loss of sleep. It can cause anxiety, irritation, other different types of things, symptoms that occur in the body.
Well, and this came up because of Kent Taylor.
Right.
And Kent, why don't you explain that?
Kent Taylor was the founder and CEO of Texas Roadhouse Steakhouses. Mm-hmm. And he had tinnitus and then also had a case of COVID-19, which increased the symptoms of the tinnitus, where it became rather unbearable for him. And we've had many people who have come in with tinnitus who said, you know, this is just really ruining my life. And he committed suicide, which is very sad, because he was quite a well-respected man, a big philanthropist who really helped out with an awful lot of things. As a matter of fact, he made a very large donation in his will to the Tinnitus Research Foundation to try to get a help, because he did try to get help for that, was not able to, and it just wore him out. So very sad news along those lines, and something that's a big problem.
So has COVID-19 increased the number of people with tinnitus?
Yes. As a matter of fact, that's one of the reasons we seem to be having a lot more people with tinnitus right now.
Coming through our office.
Yeah, coming through our office, as they said, well, I had COVID-19 and I had some tinnitus before, or if I didn't have tinnitus. And then afterwards, one of the symptoms that they had was tinnitus afterwards.
And are some of people didn't have tinnitus at all and the COVID?
Yeah, the COVID-19 is one of the things, and infections are one of the things that can kick that up.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, being exposed to loud noises, head injuries, TMJ, neck injuries, a lot of different types of things can kick off tinnitus. Mm-hmm. But definitely an infection certainly can.
How many people have tinnitus?
About 1 out of 5 adults.
Wow.
20% of the population have some level of tinnitus. So there's an awful lot of people out there, and I'm sure there's several people who are listening right now who have tinnitus that didn't realize, because it's not something people usually talk about. Mm-hmm. You know, that they're not aware of. And, you know, 1 out of 5 people that you're meeting actually have tinnitus.
That is a lot.
It really is a lot. So, yes. Big problem.
So, who has tinnitus?
Well, more commonly, men have tinnitus at a much higher rate than women, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. And then also, as you get older, tinnitus becomes much more common. So age factor is one thing that definitely affects that.
So how effective are medical treatments for tinnitus?
Well, that's one of the reasons that Kent Taylor put money in, is because the treatments aren't really that effective. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not really offering a whole lot of hope. A lot of people go around and try to find different types of things. But really, it's a failure to treat at this point. So it's not effective as what we would really like, to get that under control. Mainly what they're doing along those lines is just trying to hide it, you know, with some noise. So what they do is you try to distract yourself from it at this point.
Wow. So we at the Prather Practice, Holistic Integration is our new name. We're transitioning. But what role does structure function care, that's the type of care we provide, have in treating tinnitus?
And that's one of the things that is definitely an area that is very helpful for. Mm-hmm. Because basically there can be quite a few different types of causes for tinnitus, and trying to find out which ones those are. But if you can improve tinnitus, sometimes even get rid of it, if you can make different types of changes in the underlying condition that's causing the tinnitus, or even helping out the nerves to heal. Mm-hmm. So it's basically a matter of getting the healing going. And that's basically what structure function is. Structure function brings homeostasis, or balance, to the body. And as the body's working better, then tinnitus usually decreases or can actually go away.
Well, let's talk about some of the services you provide that have you've treated tinnitus with and have helped.
Sure.
Chiropractic. What does chiropractic play, you know, or why does it play a role in treating tinnitus?
And that's one of the things that we always check on tinnitus. One of the first things is that the structure actually plays a big role, especially of the jaw and the neck. So definitely cervical diseases, different types of problems along those lines with pinched nerves is known to be a major cause of tinnitus. And we do get results on people once we can actually fix the neck. Because it takes off pressure, especially on the eustachian tube. Mm-hmm. That's also why we find that adjustments really help with otitis media for children, is that as you change the structure, then you get a drainage of the lymphatic tissue, a better function of the nervous system. And those things has a very big effect on how the ear works, and especially in a tinnitus situations. Another area that we work with is TMJ. Temporomandibular joint.
We've talked about the mask, and the mask wearing has actually increased.
Right. And that's one of the things that we found is that people just wearing the mask has been one of the things that's actually kicked up tinnitus on some of our mm-hmm. patients. Mm-hmm. So that's something to be aware of. And actually, they've acknowledged that the mask wearing has been a big TMJ issue. And as you can make those corrections on the jaw, and we do that through chiropractic adjustments on the jaw, because we deal with the joint, then also for rehab, physio and physical therapy along those lines, and then just getting that structure working correctly really can make a big difference in tinnitus, and oftentimes can actually get that under control.
Mm-hmm. What role does acupuncture play?
And acupuncture is something that they've done clinical trials on for tinnitus and have found it effective as a means of treatment. One, it really helps out to take down inflammation. And as you can get the inflammation down, that's oftentimes a part of the whole tinnitus. Mm-hmm. One of the things is that the ear is filled with fluid in there and has little cilia that move back and forth. And as the pressure in there increases, then that actually changes the function of the cilia and also the bones that are in, the small bones that actually conduct. And as you change the pressure in there, then that really can help out with a tinnitus situation. And acupuncture can take down that inflammation and make a big difference. And then also really promotes healing. Mm-hmm. The big thing that you're working on with acupuncture is getting the electromagnetic energy. And electromagnetic energy is actually critical to healing and can really make a really speed up any type of healing process and get healing that normally doesn't occur.
And didn't you say acupuncture is one of the best things for inflammation?
Oh, it is. Yeah. Matter of fact, you can have a swollen ankle, you can put acupuncture needles and you can actually see the swelling go down.
Mm-hmm.
Knee, anything like that. So, okay. Very excellent.
When we come back, let's talk more about the structure function treatment for tinnitus. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
I don't understand nutrition. I heard a nutritionist on the radio saying something like, you should eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper. But I think I wrote it down wrong. Because I eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a hippopotamus. Dinner like an 800-pound gorilla, and a midnight snack like a 25-ton humpback whale. So when I was jotting it, I inverted something.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
There's a group of COVID-19 people who they call long haulers. In other words, they had all the symptoms, but it's actually staying with them long after they're supposed to have gotten over it. We've had actually quite a few patients that have come in with that particular problem, which we've treated and had excellent results.
So these are people that have had the COVID-19. Their symptoms just
linger. They had the real terrible fatigue, the shortness of breath, digestive problems, all the different types of symptoms that could be associated with that. Really no relief going on. But one of the things that is really interesting, they have no idea why, people are going in who are long haulers and getting the vaccination, and all of their symptoms are disappearing within a couple days. So for somebody who's a long hauler, getting the vaccination might be a real good idea.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Are you experiencing muscle pain or tightness anywhere on your body? Try the Rapid Release Therapy Pro 2. The Pro 2 is a targeted high-speed vibration therapy device used by medical professionals to quickly relieve a wide variety of aches and pains on their patients, as well as themselves, their friends, and their families. Safe, effective, and easy to use, this professional quality medical device uses a patent treatment head with 5 built-in heads, giving you the versatility to treat small bony surfaces such as fingers, wrists, and ankles. Powerful enough to quickly relax the tightest hips on professional athletes and everything in between. Unlike the low-speed percussive devices, rapid release therapy delivers for sensitive areas like joints, neck, and ankles safely and comfortably, and provides the raw power your larger muscle groups need. Go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the Rapid Release banner and enter code PRATHER for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're talking about tinnitus, and you've seen in your own practice an increase since COVID-19 of tinnitus cases. We're talking about the structure function care for tinnitus. There's hope for that. And we've seen good results. We've talked about chiropractic care, acupuncture care helping. Let's talk about why are minerals important to tinnitus and how should they be measured?
Well, one of the biggest things with tinnitus is zinc levels. So zinc going low is been proven to be a factor for tinnitus. So also the copper-zinc ratio is very critical. The best way to measure that is a hair analysis, but also we have found that calcium magnesium plays a big role. People can have overactive parathyroids, increase the calcium levels, and that can actually throw it off. Or if you're low on vitamin D, you're not absorbing the calcium and getting that facilitated for use in the body as it should, that can also play a big role with the tinnitus. So minerals are one of the things that you should really look at. And probably if you're talking about a nutritional type of a standpoint, zinc for supplementation probably has the biggest effect on tinnitus of anything out there. And one of the things that is very well known is viruses decrease zinc levels. So what they found with the COVID-19 patients is oftentimes that they lose taste and smell. And that's because your zinc levels dropped so low because it's utilizing it to, the zinc is utilized to fight the virus. And so your zinc level drops too low, which can also not only cause taste and smell to be gone, but also kick up tinnitus. So very, very big factor to really check on, especially, that's why viruses oftentimes can be a major cause for tinnitus.
Well, let's talk about circulation. Why is circulation important in evaluation of tinnitus?
Well, one of the other things that can kick off tinnitus is hypertension or atherosclerosis or arteriosclerosis, hardening of the arteries or blockage of the arteries. That's been very well proven to also be one of the things that can occur in tinnitus. So looking at that and evaluating that, if that is actually a problem, then you need to address that problem to be able to get rid of the tinnitus. Hypertension is oftentimes related to the kidneys. about 70 to 80% of all hypertension is related to kidney disease. So getting that fixed can really help out with the tinnitus. So the other thing is arteriosclerosis, atherosclerosis, getting that down. That's one of the reasons that one of the products that have been shown to help with tinnitus is ginkgo biloba. That's
a fun name.
Yeah, that's an herb that helps.
Herbs have the most
funny, yeah, fun interesting names. Yeah, that actually helps to soften up the arteries and help with circulation. And so, clinically, they've done several studies on ginkgo biloba as a means of treating tinnitus with very good success. But also, that has a lot, has a big help with arteriosclerosis and atherosclerosis.
And what was it called again, just so I can hear you say it?
Ginkgo biloba. And that's just one of the products. There's actually several products that can help along those lines. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, there's quite a list, and trying to find out exactly which ones can help out is a very important thing. So, also taking the fish oils, L-carnitine can actually be involved in that. So there's quite a few different types of products that can really help along those lines.
Let's talk about gut health. Why is gut health important to tinnitus?
Well, gut health is very important because one of the things is that the eustachian tube plays a big role in tinnitus. Mm-hmm. So making sure that the eustachian tube is open and functioning well. For children, when the eustachian tube blocks up, then you get otitis media. For adults, when the eustachian tube blocks up, oftentimes you get tinnitus. That's because the eustachian tube is a drainage for the ear, gets that excess fluid, that's how it drains out. And if it doesn't drain out, then it backs up the ear. Now, the eustachian tube has the same type of muscle as the small intestine.
The smooth muscle of the small intestine, yeah.
Correct. So if you get an inflammatory process in the bowels, that will oftentimes result in ear problems. Matter of fact, usually for otitis media, we look to the gut for children for chronic otitis media. Mm-hmm. Get the bowels working correctly, and that takes care of the ears. The same is true for tinnitus. Looking at the bowels, making sure that there's not an issue with that, and getting any inflammation out of there really can help out with tinnitus also.
Well, also, you do a chiropractic adjustment of that
in
your eustachian tube, because if mine's backed up,
right,
I know I'm going to get sick, and you can adjust it and release it, and it drains.
Sure. So. There are several different types of maneuvers along those lines. There's also a Galbraith maneuver, mm-hmm, where they actually go down there and stroke that, and that's from a DO who established that as a method of opening up the eustachian tube. Mm-hmm. And really, really effective for any type of problems. Matter of fact, we have people who just stop in to get their, what they like to do is called their ears popped.
Yeah.
Because it kind of makes a little poppy noise when you open up the eustachian tube.
Yeah.
Very effective type of a treatment and very, very helpful.
And they don't just stop by, they make an appointment.
Yeah, I know, they make an appointment, right.
All right, what role can vitamins play in tinnitus?
Well, that's where you're talking about a lot of nerve health. One of the things, if you have nerve damage, the nerves are very dependent upon several vitamins to be able to function, and especially the B vitamins. So one of the things that they found is B12 makes a very big difference. If you're low on B12, oftentimes that can kick off tinnitus. And then also, if you can get your B vitamins balanced and up to par, then that can actually cure some of the neurological damage that's occurred to the ears, you know, mm-hmm, to the auditory nerve. So looking at the B vitamins is a good thing, and you can actually do blood tests on that,
okay,
to find out what the balance is.
Are there home remedies for tinnitus?
There are. One of the common ones that people use is Vicks vapor rub. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then what they do is they put it right behind the ear where the eustachian tube is. And what that does is that can cause the eustachian tube to open up and oftentimes help with the tinnitus. So that's a very common one. One that they've actually found does help, which makes anatomical sense. So that's something that you can do on a home basis. Also, apple cider vinegar, mm-hmm, helps, mm-hmm, out. And what you do is you drink it. And why that helps is it reduces inflammation in the gut. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you
don't drink it straight.
Well, yeah, yeah. You want to kind of dilute a little bit. But apple cider vinegar can take down the inflammation in the gut, which then translates into helping out with clearing up that eustachian tube. So it's two different ways of actually approaching that.
Okay, I love the smell of Vicks vapor rub.
Like yeah.
Me of my childhood.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What role does stress play in tinnitus?
Well, one thing that they find is when you get stressed, you tighten up the jaw muscles and the neck muscles.
Yeah.
And everyone who has tinnitus always says, whenever I get stressed, then my tinnitus increases.
Say the word Emma and keep that mouth open and that jaw.
Correct, yeah, correct. Open. That's why they find that cognitive therapy helps out with tinnitus, because what it does is it reduces your stress levels, helps you to kind of deal with those things. Mm-hmm. But as you can relax the neck, relax the jaw, oftentimes tinnitus actually can improve.
Let's talk one of my favorite treatments we have, homeopathy. Can homeopathy be effective for tinnitus?
We have very specific products for tinnitus and homeopathy that's actually been around for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. And yes, those are kind of the magic bullets for tinnitus. And oftentimes that's where we can really get the changes on along those lines. And we can actually gear it towards each of the different types of problems that's associated with tinnitus. Mm-hmm. And so I really like homeopathy for tinnitus.
And we have a little time left, but how to avoid tinnitus?
Well, what you want to do is make sure that you're not damaging the ears.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, be mindful not to really listen to a lot of loud music. Mm-hmm. Or be around loud sounds. You know, you need to protect your ears, because the cilia are very delicate little areas, you know, mm-hmm. little hairs in there, and they're easily damaged either by chemicals. Free radicals actually can play a big role on that. They're very sensitive to nutritional deficiencies and also to injuries and over loud stimulation.
Okay.
So protect your ears.
Right. So if you are dealing with tinnitus out there, there is hope.
There is hope.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Prather. When we come back, we're going to have our motivational moment with Justine Turner. We'll be right back.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
What I'm talking about today is the Atlas Orthogonal Technique, which is very dear to my heart. The Atlas Orthogonal Technique is really what saved my life. I had Graves' disease and was having a lot of difficulties with it. And I went and had an Atlas Orthogonus adjust my neck, and within 3 months, all my health problems were actually gone. So that's at the time that I decided to dedicate myself to the pursuit of people's health, because I had such a relief along this. And the basis and the cornerstone of my practice is the Atlas Orthogonal Technique, which is a specific adjustment to the cervical spine, concentrating on the atlas as a lever mechanism. The area of the atlas, occiput, and axis is the most important area of your body. It is the lower brainstem, which controls all the autonomic nervous system, the whole nervous system that is beyond our mental control. And it is considered by the body as the most important area. Any type of an injury to that area will cause instantaneous death. So looking at that and working with it can have a very, very huge impact on people's health and well-being. I actually was able to go with an intern with Dr. Sweat, who is the originator of the Atlas Orthogonal technique, and was able to be involved in the complete development. I was in the original six who was trained in that. I am at this point the only board certified Atlas orthogonist in the state of Indiana. It is a 3-year postgraduate work and can have a huge impact on people's health. Matter of fact, I consider that probably the most important thing that you can do to have the biggest impact on your health is to actually have your Atlas put back into proper position. That is something that someone needs to have done, to have checked, and make sure that that's good and should be checked at least once a year.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Don't stop believing. Hold on to that freedom, yeah. Streetlights. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Well, today we have our motivational moment with Justine Turner. Welcome, Justine.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we love having you're such a motivator here at our practice, and you are our health management coach. Once a month, we have you on the radio with our motivational moment. So what are we going to discuss today?
Today, and this is a great topic right as we're approaching or jumping into spring. This is always a good time for people to want to take better care of themselves right before summer. So today we are discussing the importance and benefits of exercise.
All right. What are those? Why is exercise so important?
Exercise is incredibly important for so many reasons. First and foremost, it helps control your weight. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a great way to help balance your weight. And of course, diet has to be involved in that as well. But if you are on a weight loss journey, I always tell people it's interesting. They will want to eat healthier, but they don't want to make time to exercise. And I believe you have to do both. You know, there's so many incredible benefits, but if you're wanting to control your weight, manage it better, yes, diet is extremely important, but you've got to throw in some exercising too. So helping control your weight, it reduces the risk of heart disease, which is incredibly important. So, you know, just getting some good cardiovascular exercise in there. It helps manage your blood sugar and insulin levels. So that is incredibly important, especially, you know, if you're diabetic or pre-diabetic. Mental health, it improves your mental health, your sleep quality. It helps you relax more in the evening. It gets those good, you know, dopamine, that adrenaline throughout the day. You're more energized.
And it doesn't take much.
It does not.
No, it's not. You know, I've just noticed that in my own life, even if I just got 15 minutes, get on the bike.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, but yet it can cure a world of ills.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's one way that people can just take control of certain parts of their lives. So, you know, exercise is said to really just doing those small movements every day help so many different avenues in your life. You manage stress better, you know, you improve your sleep quality, your relationships with people improve because you feel better about yourself, you know, your mental health improves. So your quality of communication with people, feel like, you know, you're a little more patient and understanding because you just feel better. And when you're not so overwhelmed, and exercise is a great way to just de-stress.
De-stress, yeah. Yeah.
And so it really helps with that. But it helps with just reducing chronic disease. And obviously, you know, it's good for your muscles and your bones. So, you know, if as we age and, you know, through chronic illnesses and diseases, if you've got some atrophy starting to play, you know, settle in the body, or if there's, you know, things going on with the skeletal structure, exercise helps improve that. So it's very important. Obviously, it helps reduce pain, you know, so increasing just the flexibility and the elasticity of the tissue and the cells and the connective tissue. It's very important just to keep that constant flow in the body with your circulation and your fluid. And it has been shown to boost your sex drive. Uh-huh. So it's very important for that. Controls blood pressure, of course. That's always the number one thing, you know, that I think you hear people say, you know, if you have high blood pressure, you've got to reduce your sodium and start exercising. Mm-hmm. So, and another thing that I find to be true, and I've seen this with patients and just people throughout the years that I've just kind of talked with in their lifestyle and how to manage things. It's interesting because when you exercise, you want to eat healthier. They go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. But when you're not exercising, you notice that you're not eating as well as you should be. So it's interesting how, you know, there's got to be like that balance of both. Right. Mm-hmm. You can't do one and not incorporate the other. Mm-hmm. And you, like you said, you don't have to do a ton of it every day. Even just 3 to 4 days a week, you know, getting mm-hmm. out and exercising, a walk, or, you know, just a little jog down to the stop sign and back. I tell patients that haven't exercised in years, do just air squats or wall sits, or, you know, just mm-hmm. lay on the ground and do, like, you know, some deep breathing techniques and 20 sit-ups.
Now, what do you do for exercise? Because I know you're one that can exercise at home.
Yes.
You know, some people don't have that motivation, but what have you found to work for you? And then, you know, what would you encourage others? Mm-hmm. Because you have to, it's got to be something to you enjoy.
Yes. So first and foremost, I think that it's important to find what kind of exercising relates to you. Mm-hmm. There are going to be people that will absolutely not want to do high intensity, you know, HIIT workouts. There are people who do not want to even attempt yoga. I personally like to have a combination of everything. If it's exercising, I enjoy it, whether it's riding a bike, lifting weights, you know, doing just body resistant training, following along with a routine. You know, you can find exercises on the internet so easily. You can hire a personal trainer. For me, you know, it's been important to understand the season of life where I am and mm-hmm. what coordinates with my lifestyle right now. So I work full time. I have 2 small children. So going to a gym just doesn't fit my schedule. I like to work out at home in the convenience of my home. I don't have to tow my children, you know, into mm-hmm. the childcare at the gym, which I think is amazing that they offer that. I tried that and it just doesn't work for us. It's too overwhelming. I'd rather mm-hmm. just do it at home.
Yeah.
So I think it's important for people to find out what style of exercise they enjoy doing and mm-hmm. just start with that. Don't overwhelm yourself with thinking that you have to be this huge CrossFitter, you know, or you've got to get this expensive Peloton bike and go crazy on, you know, mm-hmm. spin classes, which I think is fabulous. I love that people get so involved in one thing that they really enjoy doing. But if you're a beginner, just go for a walk or, you know, do some light yoga or mm-hmm. like I said, just the air squats, finding something that works for you. So for me, home workouts are just what is convenient for my schedule. And that is the thing. You have to find what works best for your schedule.
Yes.
Time management is huge.
And that can change. Like for me, right now, I don't have the time to go. So there's something called Burn 365. Mm-hmm. You can get on Prime that I'm subscribing to that has Wonderful. Different exercises.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so. You can find a lot of on-demand workouts. Mm-hmm. I saw that Apple has an Apple Fit app now that you can subscribe to. So the Prime, mm-hmm. I use Beachbody, but I also do my own workouts too. I know there's quite a few different solutions. You know, you can subscribe to apps, fitness gurus and professionals.
Couch now have to 5K. I've done that to start running again.
Yeah. And there's free. You don't, you know, so many people don't want to pay for something, but I will tell you when you subscribe to a membership, you want to get the most out of it. Right. So for me, it's accountability. I tried working out, just doing my own thing, but I wasn't getting the results. I wasn't staying accountable. I wasn't being consistent. And when you're investing in your health, you're more likely to succeed and to stay on track.
Yeah.
So it's really important.
So what would you say to someone, you know, how do we manage our time? How do we make the time? Because mm-hmm. this is the first area that usually goes,
Absolutely.
Know, for my life. Yeah.
Yep. And it is, we'll just call it what it is. It is the number one excuse for people. Mm-hmm. You ask someone why they don't exercise, I don't have time. But they have time to scroll on social media. They have time to look up things on Pinterest and to shop on Amazon. And, you know, the reality is everybody has time. You have to make the time. So we can make excuses for anything that we don't want to do. I do it to myself. And then I just, you know, call my own bluff. And I'm like, okay, Justine, you do have time. So here's the deal. You've got to look at a timeline of what your day consists of. So a very good friend of mine, she's a full-time professional. Her job is very demanding. She has two children that are extremely active, and she gets up at 4:30 in the morning, and that is the time that she knows she can get a workout in. For me, I like to do it when I get home. However, my kids get very busy, and sometimes I have a little bit of mom guilt, and I, you know, try to encourage myself to do it in the mornings. So
just hand them away.
So that's what Jagger does. He gets down there and he's like, you know, grunting and trying to do a burpee, and it's so funny. And honestly, it's great for your children to see you doing that.
Yes.
Because then they want to mimic that behavior. You know, they're a product of their environment. So, you know, if they see you doing things, they want to do that too. Now, that's not always true with my six-year-old, because he doesn't want to eat superfood smoothies or cream smoothies. He says they're gross, but at least he sees me doing it. So my advice is find the time that fits your schedule, if it's a morning time or even an evening time. So I'm a huge fan of Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. He's amazing. Just an incredible human being. He has so much passion and so much drive, and he is a no-nonsense, you want it, you go after it, achieve it. I follow him on social media, and that man is working out sometimes at 1 o'clock in the morning to get it in, you know? So I'm not saying that's what you have to do.
No, we don't probably have a schedule.
Well, and if you have to work at six, that's different. But what I'm saying is, because I do know people that work third shift, my sister does, and sometimes, you know, her schedule for working out is going to be so different than my time.
And you just have to make it a rhythm. So if it's, you know, that's, you know, if it's 3 days a week, you just put it in your schedule like you schedule anything else.
Absolutely. And that is so important, putting it in your schedule, making the time, blocking it out, looking at that every day and knowing, okay, this is what I have to do. I have to make the time. And at the end of the day, we are responsible for our health. Now, obviously, you know, tragedies happen, circumstances happen, but it's our responsibility to do the best that we can to take care of ourselves.
Now, we have a minute left. I want you to talk about how you can help someone. You know, you are meeting with people here at the office with this area of exercise. How can you, you know, help someone along?
Absolutely. So if a patient comes in, we're going to get down to the kind of the nitty gritty of what your lifestyle is. What are the things that you struggle with? What are the things that you're great with? And we're going to capitalize on the wonderful things, but we're also going to attack the things that you struggle with most. And more than likely, exercise is going to be one of those things. So we're going to talk about different things that you can do. I'm going to give them resources and create a plan for them. It doesn't have to be a rigorous plan. It can be something very simple. I mean, I've got people that are just working on, you know, squats every day, or, you know, just 10 minutes. It doesn't take a lot of time. You
now,
just have to do it.
Now, the accountability too piece.
Accountability is huge. And I've worked with people who know what to do. They do. They know what to do, but they need somebody pushing them. I'm one of those people. I have to have accountability, because then I get overwhelmed with stress in life. If I don't have somebody there saying, you know, or supporting me through it, I find myself falling off because I get bogged down with the excuses and feeling tired and all of those things, just like everyone else. We are all relatable. So accountability is huge. I reach out to patients every day, you know, or every 3 days. I have some people that tell me, I need you to just shoot me a text and say, today's the day. Make sure you're doing your workouts. Make sure you're drinking your water. What did you have for lunch? So I, you know, just show up daily and encourage the patients to succeed.
And you are an encourager.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Justine, for a motivational moment.
Thank you for having me.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048.
That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.